I wanted to talk with Greg McBride. A great article came out today or recently in Bankrate and Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate. Greg, thanks for hopping on with us.
Great to be with you again, John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I find this fascinating, the idea that as things ebb and flow and as we try and figure out what we're comfortable investing in, that seemingly year after year, real estate seems to be still something that people are the most confident or the best way to invest their money. Not that other things aren't also good, but real estate has come out on top again.
Yeah, third time in the last 4 years, sixth time in the last 10 years, real estate fares very consistently. It comes in, you know, you don't see much fluctuation in terms of the preference. I mean, the relative ranking might change a little bit, but, you know, it's always been in the top three, usually in one of the top two spots over the last decade that we've been looking at this.
There's a lot of interesting stuff in this survey. I got to ask, though, when you say that 29% say real estate remains, the top of the investor's mind, is it that that's what they say their people are actually doing, or is that what people feel like is the best place to put their money? Because there could be a disconnect between the two, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Now, the question is specifically your preferred investment for money that you wouldn't need for more than 10 years. Yes, there can be a departure there between what you think is going to be the best place and where your money currently is. The other thing is, you know, I think, you know, real estate faring as well as it is for most people, I think they view that through the lens of home ownership.
Right.
But that's not the only way to do it. For somebody who's a renter and who's thinking, well, geez, you know, with home prices and mortgage rates where they are, I'm not as close to buying a home as I'd like to be. That's not the only way to be able to diversify into real estate. You can do that with very minimal investment through real estate investment trusts or real estate funds and real estate stocks.
I was just going to ask, because when you look at that 29%, I imagine a lot of people are saying, well, I have a house, this is my investment. Does that count? Of course it does. But yeah, those other avenues,
sure,
of which are to do it. How do you compare how stocks have done this year in terms of not how well they've done? We all know how not well they've done. But in terms of how people feel safe investing in stocks, has that changed much this year, considering we've seen such a drop?
It has, but in a surprising way. You know, the historical consumer behavior has been chasing performance, piling into stocks on the way up, heading for the exits on the way down, right? You buy high, you sell low. You're not going to make money that way. But we've seen that changing. I've seen some figures the other day that showed that retail investors have been net buyers of stocks this year. Institutional investors have been net sellers. This poll, we saw a big increase from 16% to 26% of those pointing to the stock market as their preferred way to invest for periods longer than 10 years. And that jump comes, as you noted, we were in the midst of this bear market. So, I think we've got a whole new tranche of investors, particularly younger investors, that previously didn't have that perspective of just hang on, it'll come back. And now, by what we've seen over the last 2 years or so, they do, right?
Yeah.
We saw this 34% drop in the spring of 2020 at the outset of the pandemic. The market came roaring back, went on to set new highs. And so you've got a lot of investors who that was really their first taste of it. And now that we're in another bear market, they've got the perspective of, yeah, if I just hang on, I'll be rewarded in the long run.
I look at number three coming in for money you wouldn't need for more than 10 years. Which one of the following is the best way to invest the money? Cash or savings and CDs coming in at number three. In an era of inflation, and you're talking about for 10 years, it almost boggles the mind, but I guess that is just the old cash under the mattress is still something that just makes people feel secure.
It does, and this is no fluke. I mean, cash tends to rank in the top three every year we do this, sometimes in the top two. Cash, while entirely appropriate for the short term, that's where your emergency fund needs to be, it is inappropriate for the long term. Those periods of 10 years or more, even in a low inflation environment, you're going to be lucky to preserve your buying power, and you certainly won't grow it. We did see a big decline in the preference for cash relative to what we had seen in the past couple of years. 40-year high inflation will do that. But still, not enough to knock it out of third place.
I want to go back to stocks for 1 second about why Americans dislike stocks. I know volatility comes in number one, and that makes sense, especially on a year like this. But number two, intimidated by the stock market at 16% is a reason why people don't want to invest in stocks. I'm actually, I don't know, maybe there's not a trend in this direction, but I'm a little encouraged by that only because we have just seen it to be such an equalization of people being able to invest in stocks. It's easier now than it ever was before, and maybe it is a little less intimidating than it used to be.
Yeah, easier, lower cost than ever, and there's just more information out there. So, yes, investing has definitely been very democratized, and I was like you, encouraged to see that we didn't see a big contingent of investors shying away from stocks because they felt intimidated by the markets.
Right. We often paint Gen Z as this crypto-loving group, and they do more than other people, but it's still only 34% of Gen Z feel somewhat or very comfortable with crypto. Has that taken a hit as crypto has taken a hit?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen those that point to crypto as the best place to invest long term. That's down pretty notably from a year ago, much like the prices themselves. But also the comfort level with investing in crypto is down. 75% of all investors say they're uncomfortable investing in cryptocurrencies. And you mentioned Gen Z. Even 2 out of 3 Gen Z say that they are uncomfortable investing in crypto. Of course, the sharp drawdown in prices that we've seen over the last year, having a lot to do with that.
As we look at these numbers and you kind of take a wide-angle lens, is there something that you can prognosticate coming from these numbers, or is it best just to reflect on them as the numbers in the current moment?
Well, I think the thing that really, struck me was just the fact that we actually saw the tendency to point to the stock market as your best place to invest over the next 10 years or so, even amidst the bear market. Very encouraging. We had done another poll back in May where we found that 56% of stock investors had not reacted to the volatility this year. They had been content to just hold pat, and about a little bit more than half, 52%, said they were going to invest the same amount of money this year as they did last year, right? So you're seeing a few different data points really kind of lining up here that, maybe we're seeing a little bit of a longer-term perspective and different behavior than we've seen in years past from individual investors, but certainly in a positive way.
Interesting stuff. Greg, thanks for sharing it with us.
It's always a pleasure, John. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon.